1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We've got Mike Bensel, the Mighty Electricians, in to answer anything that has to do with things that zap you in your house, things that plug in, and what we can do. We were right in the middle of helping a gentleman who's got an electrical
service panel, the entrance service section,
enclosed
in the carport.
In a carport, and it needs to get moved to the exterior. And he wants to know how to dig it up.
He's converting that carport to a garage, and it's an underground direct burial feed from the 70s. Wow. Now, we were
talking... Direct burial, so there's no conduit.
That's right, baby.
So if when you hit
shovel,
it...
That's right, baby. That's right. So I don't dig those holes.
Do you put on a rubber suit?
No. You actually just... I know this sounds horrible probably, but you just get your pick and shovel out and you start going away. You know, when you start getting a little lower, you're a little more careful, right? You scrape, you don't pick anymore, and you work your way down to it. Now, having
were digging in the ground for a live electric ball, I would be using a serrated grapefruit spoon.
Yeah.
And a paintbrush.
See, a lot of times we go to a house and we have to do a panel change out. We got to change the riser. Now, the riser is that piece of big conduit that comes up into the panel from the ground. And when we have to dig that up, it's hot. And so we just work our way down. And we find it, and we work our way around it.
Okay, now I'm trying to picture John's house. He's got the panel. Then he's got 10 feet of concrete.
Yep.
He's got another bay he's going to pour to enlarge the garage, and he's going to remount this panel. So we got to find the feed from his existing panel to the transformer, wherever it is.
So
then we're going to dig down and find it. But once we find it, you can't put a junction down there 3 feet in the ground.
Well, SRP can do that.
They can.
Yeah. And they take this thing called a potty seed. It's just an electronic detector to identify where that junction box is. They do direct burial junction boxes regularly.
Okay. Yeah.
So what you need to do is call Blue Stake. Blue Stake's going to take about 48 hours, you know, or so to get out there, maybe 72 hours to identify everything for you. And they're going to send you emails updating you on the different utilities, because when you're going to call them, they're going to call every utility, and if you're able to be there those 72 hours waiting for the guys to show up, that'd be great. They'll mark the ground for you. And you're going to know exactly where that is below there, or within a few feet, you know, or within a foot or so of that mark, because I have found them and they have been off.
And it's color-coded.
It's red. You're looking for red.
You're looking for red for electricity. Yep. Yellow is gas. Yep. Blue is telephone.
Oh, I forget.
Okay.
Rosie.
But it's color-coded, and they'll give you all those guidance.
Because you have a... different water ones too.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I just know electricity.
You just know electricity.
Gas. I know gas, and those are my two big ones. I'm really
so
looking for.
They locate it in general area. Mm-hmm. Then he does just have somebody dig it up, and then SRP comes and puts a junction box there, and then he feeds a new underground panel.
Yeah, and so if I understand right, SRP is going to run over there for you.
That's what I understood. So he said
that is great, because normally you're calling us up, and we're running that whole thing for you.
From the transformer forward. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're looking, well, I don't want to guess, but you're looking at a couple $1,000 bill usually, just for that run.
Just for the run.
Just for that heater. Yep.
Now, I'm guessing a 70s Mesa home, I bet you it's a 150 amp box.
You never know, actually.
Yeah. I mean, in the 70s.
Yeah.
If it was much older than that, I'd say 100.
Could be 100. Yeah. 150. Could be a 200.
And in today's environment, you're going to want to put what on that house?
A 200 amp service
at the very minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. There you go. And y'all do those all the time.
Absolutely.
All right. We've got more callers. Let's go ahead and take them. If you've got an electrical dilemma you've ever fought at your house, we've talked about things you can do at your house electrically. We're going to talk about things you should never do, like removing the panel cover, replacing breakers, overloading your receptacles, overlamping your recessed cans. And let's talk about whole house surge protection. We've got the monsoon just coming. But right now,
Paul and Gilbert, welcome to the program. What's your question?
He's going to get there.
Breakers?
Come on, Paul.
I have 20 amp breakers, 12 gauge wiring, but I found out my wall sockers are rated at 15 amps. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine. So you've got a 20, you can feed through a 15 amp receptacle. Let's say you've got your breaker there and it feeds into your living room, your first device, It's a receptacle, and it's 15 amps, and you can do a feed through on 20 amp on 15 amp devices. Yes. Now, when you can't do that is if you've got a dedicated circuit that's running a single appliance and you got a single outlet. Well, that's going to be a 20 amp device then. Right?
That, you can't, that would be your microwave.
Right? Yeah. Or maybe you've got a shop, like a whole house vacuum system in your home that's 20 amps. And so that in that case, that you're going to have a 20 amp breaker, you're going to have 12 gauge wire, and you're going to have a 20 amp device because that device needs to be able to support what it's going to be drawing.
Yeah, the whole house is wired 12 gauge, but my living room, family room, all that has 15 amp breakers, I mean 15 amp wall sockets, so we're okay.
Sure, you bet.
Yep. All right, thank you, sir.
Very normal.
All right.
Welcome. Hey, can I give you an example of that?
Absolutely.
In your kitchen, your countertops, everything on that countertop in your dining room, that's all 12 gauge wire on 20 amp breakers, but they're all 15 amp devices. You got 15 amp GFI, 15 amp, I mean, it's because they have a feed through. And in other words, by feed through, what I mean is that device will feed through 20 amps, although it's a 15 amp device.
Right.
They're designed that way.
It'll send it down line to the next receptacle, the next receptacle, the next receptacle.
Exactly.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. Well, I hope that helps you there at your house. Let's talk about monsoon season coming. Hmm. I'm a big advocate for what I think is some of the cheapest insurance you can buy, whole house surge protection. Mm-hmm. I can't believe how many homes I go into, and they've got a $3,000 big screen, ginormous, what do you call those, Megatron TVs, a $15,000 stereo system, and it's all plugged in to a $7 Walgreens special little
power strip, maybe.
Power strip. It's just unbelievable to me.
Yeah, maybe it's not even a surge protector.
Yeah, those aren't protecting a single thing. Let's protect the whole house and let's talk. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit. Let's explain to homeowners why that's so important. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can. I'll give you some real world examples here. We get troubleshoot calls. Things aren't working all the time. Pool pumps will stop working after a year or two. Spas are not working. Electronics aren't working anymore. Something in the house, electronics not working. And they're like, why? Why isn't it working? What's going on? And, you know, sometimes I just scratch my head. Well, first thing I say, do you have whole house surge protection? Because I don't know where that surge came from. I don't know if a surge overheated that motor. I have no idea. And, but I know that if you have those things, I know that you're protected and that takes that element of unknown away. And now nothing's going to protect your house from a direct strike. Nothing on the planet will do that. And but those surges that come from APS or SRP, those surges that maybe come from internal your home, maybe your AC unit or something like that. Also, lightning, of course, that's coming around the corner here that hits down the block from you and it sends us a surge. Well, we want to make sure that anything over 170 volts gets directed to ground and doesn't enter your home. And surges can come into your home, not only through your panel, like you normally think through the utility company, it can come in through a light that's on the side of your house and the conduit's connected there. Well, that lightning strike, you know, happens down the way and that surge can come through that, through a different area. So that's why you want to have your main protection at your panel. And then you also want to have your secondary protection at your sensitive electronics, your computer, your television, those things. And you want to make sure that you're using a brand of product that will warranty those items in your home if you're not buying that same product's surge protectors.
You actually have a brand name you like, right?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Yeah, Cutler Hammer.
Yeah. And that mounts at the panel.
Yes.
And anything that exceeds 170 volts, it captures it, catches it. Yeah. And the other thing, it catches it fast enough. Some of these other lower grade products, they trip after the surge has gone through and they say, oh, well, let's stop the rest of the surge.
Yes. So if
it needs to catch it on the front end.
Yeah.
And then it just sends all that voltage straight to ground.
Yes. Or
Where does it go then, Mr. Electrician?
It goes into the ground. Yeah. It fades off in the ground. That's what it does. It goes to the earth, right? So we want to get electricity to the earth, not into your house.
Yeah.
So did I answer your question?
Kind of.
Oh.
I want to know what happens to the amps, the volts, and the ohms in the dirt.
Oh, well. Well, it's a giant, the earth then is a giant resistor, right? And so it's getting dissipated into that. But one important thing is I've been to homes and the and the whole house surge protector that's behind them is completely fried. And they
Scary.
Got a surge. Absolutely. They got a surge. And this one homeowner did lose one of the, it was like a printer or something, failed, but his computer was still working. You know,
yeah.
all that stuff was still saved,
yeah.
but he lost his printer. So please don't buy a $10 surge protector.
Are you comfortable giving an estimate? What is a Cutler Hammer whole house surge protection installed? You're buying protection for every electrical device in your house, and you're going to be spending what?
$300. Yeah.
That should be a city code.
There's a coupon. Maybe it's actually $349, I think, but there's a coupon online. You know, go to the coupon, print it out, and absolutely.
That should be a code requirement. It really should.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yes.
yeah. Every house should have whole house surge protection.
Well, and your secondary surge protection is critical. Get that surge protector behind there. Spend $100 on it. You know, you got $3,000 of equipment. Spend $100 on your surge protector and get a good one.
All right. Can we talk about overloading receptacles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Or, yeah.
You plug in the power strip. You have behind your entertainment system, mm-hmm. you have a 4-gang box. You have 4 receptacles.
Yeah.
And each one of those has a power strip connected to it that each has 5 more receptacles on it.
Yes.
So you've got 20 devices plugged into this one 15-amp circuit.
Yeah. And then you want a vacuum, so you plug that in too because you got an extra one.
What's the dilemma there? Why are you playing with fire there?
Well, you know, hopefully you have a brand new circuit breaker in there, right? Because it's sensitive enough because it's brand new and it's going to trip properly. But that's probably not really the case, is it? You probably have a 30-year-old breaker or a 40 or a 50-year-old, and it doesn't know if it really wants to trip anymore or not, and because it's corroded inside, and so you're overstacking that, you're overloading that receptacle, and so you're trying to draw more amps through that wire than it was rated to carry, and so that wire starts to heat up, and as it heats up, it begins to break down the insulation. And as it begins to break down the insulation.
All the insulation that is that rubber coating around it, it starts breaking down, getting brittle, coming off. And now we're arcing. And now
you got these little sparks.
Trouble goes from there. Folks, we're going to take a quick break here and be right back talking electricity at your house. We do have an open line if y'all want to jump on board. This isn't a topic we address very often because I'm no good at it. 1-888-767-4348. We do have the experts here in-house, Mike Bensel of The Mighty Electrician. Let him answer your electrical question.